Let's pretend that reincarnation is a fact. Just pretend. What are you going to take with you? Your flesh body? I don't think so. Stuff and things aren't going anywhere. Economic and political stature aren't going anywhere. Spouse, kids, and family aren't going with you. Vacation is probably not. Consider this. What are you going to bring back into your next life? We might guess that whatever goes with us into the next life is being developed during the present life. Else, what's the point? Now, let's pretend that we have an electromagnetic charge that jump-starts a flesh body into life, and that this charge has an intelligence the like of which we can't ever understand. Dare we call it spirit? If it's the force animating the body into life, then it must be divine. For without divinity, existence is not possible. So we're told. Then, what does Holy Spirit hope to accomplish in a flesh body, and why? It may be way too materialistically human to try to guess the purpose of Holy Spirit. It may be way too arrogant for us to think we could ever figure it out, but one thing is for absolutely sure. Holy Spirit is invisible, intangible, and operates in a dimension we can't touch, hear, see, or taste, but we can sometimes feel within. So limited are we that we must wonder, what on earth could Holy Spirit possibly want to get from inhabiting a fragile human body? Putting life after death religious mythology aside, we do know at least one thing about death. Place a dead body beside a live body, and you can tell the difference. The live body is vibrant and moving. The dead body is gray and motionless. From that evidence, we can conclude that Holy Spirit is the source of radiant life and one mean motor scooter jump-starting humanity into self-sustaining motion. We know that because once we get going, we don't stop until Holy Spirit finishes taking care of its business. Now, let's pretend we want to help Holy Spirit accomplish its goal while in us. We want to be supportive, nurturing, and cooperative, right? Then how do we, in this puny, limited flesh, go about assisting the magnificent, invisible, intangible, and interdimensional? We're simply action and motion. How can we ever discover what to do? Enough. Stop whining. What makes you think that your life is limited to the visible, tangible third dimension? That the physical body is the only one you have? That the gift of life requires support and nurture? That the gift of death could possibly be the end of life? Who you been listening to? You swallowed something whole and think it's the only thing on the menu? Check it out, sweetheart. There's more to you than you know. Ignorance cures quick when you stop pretending you have all the answers and inquire within. On the other hand, though stupidity isn't fatal, it certainly takes a lot of lives to heal.